Let's turn to the fourth chapter of the book of Genesis. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Actually, in the Hebrew, literally is, I have gotten a man, Jehovah. For she thought that this was the promised Christ that she was promised in the previous chapter. And she again bare his brother Abel. Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. The sheep, the animal of sacrifice, the seed, which was the seed of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. You will notice that Cain comes first, and his offering comes first. And then Abel comes second, because it's by a second birth that men are saved. And it is by the offering of the firstlings of the flock and of the fat thereof that God accepts the sacrifice. It was a sacrifice of blood. Oh, now I see the cleansing blood, the fountain deep and wide. But unto Cain, unto his offering, God had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. The sinner hates the cross. The sinner hates the Christ. And the sinner takes his vengeance out upon God's people. That's why God's people are persecuted in this world. Because the tribe of Cain persecutes the saints of God. There was a dispute. The two brothers had an argument. But Cain was a murderer. And he took his brother and he slew him. And then he attempted to cover it up. And he buried it in the ground that he was used working on. As I have said, he was a man who was in the dust even all his life. But there was something about Abel that couldn't stop his witness. And even though he was slaughtered by Cain, he spoke from the tomb. His blood was not speechless blood. It was speaking blood.
Amen.
And when we go to Calvary, the blood of Christ speaks to us.
Amen.
Thank God I hear the words of love. I gaze upon the blood. I see the mighty sacrifice. And I have peace with God. Peace. Perfect peace. In this dark world of sin, the Holy Spirit whispers, peace. Peace. Peace within. May that be whispered in our ear as we take the bread and drink the wine. Let's bow our heads.
Praise God.
Some brother will lead us at the throne of grace. Amen.